Welcome to Steadfast Hope. Thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Lawson, joined as always by Kent Steinbach. So we're just kind of double teaming this devotion, Kent. And we're talking about the attributes of God. We're talking about what God is like. And in our study today, we're talking about our unchanging God. What a blessing it is to know that God never changes, that He is the anchor point for our faith, that when we go to sleep, wake up the next morning, He is the same God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so our verse to as a launching point is Malachi 3, verse 6, or it's been known as the Italian prophet Malachi.
Okay.
Malachi 3, verse 6. That was a little joke, okay. Kent. Okay. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed. That's really good news. That God does not change in His faithfulness towards us, His forgiveness towards us, His pardon towards us. And as I was saying, we live in a world that's just constantly changing. Kent, before our very eyes.
Everything.
The world that you and I grew up in is long gone. The world from just a year ago is radically changed. Culture is changing. Society is changing. Values are changing. People's genders are changing. Everything seems to be changing before our very eyes. And it just creates not just uncertainty. I think it creates panic and despair and fear. And the truth is that there is one constant, that this change we see going on all around us, things are actually changing. It's not a facade. But God never changes. And we can hang our hat on that, Kent. And so I want us to talk about some ways in which God is not changing. The theological word is immutable, that God is immutable. And let's just begin at the most basic point. He's unchanging in His person. He's unchanging in His holiness. He's unchanging in His truth and His truthfulness. Every aspect of the character and being of God is forever the same. With His knowledge, He's never increasing in what He knows. He's never decreasing in what He knows. He's never gaining knowledge. He's never forgetting what He knows. He is forever the same. And not just unchanging in His person, He's unchanging in His plans. I mean, what a blessing it is for us to know, Kent, that God's plan A from before the foundation of the world was perfect. It is perfect. It will forever be perfect. That He's not having to shift to an alternate plan along the way. That He's not on plan B or C or D, even for our own lives. That He is working His agenda. He's working His mission and His plan, and it never changes. And everything is headed for the end of the age. And God is relentless in this immutable carrying out of His plan. He's unchanging in His grace. That Philippians 1:6, that He who began a good work in you shall perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. God never walks away from a project. God never starts something and then abandons that project. He carries it through all the way to the end, and it is rooted and grounded in the fact that He will never change. Also, He is unchanging in His judgments. What God has said He will judge, He will judge on the last day. Right will forever be right. Wrong will forever be wrong. And He is inflexible in His judgments. He is intolerable in His vengeance against sin. He is forever committed to His people with unchanging devotion and love. So, Kent, we just need to ponder this and to meditate upon this and work this truth into the very fabric of our being. James 1:17 says, that he is the father of unshifting shadows, the father of light, with whom there is no variation. There is no flickering of the shadow of God. He's constantly the same. So, Kent, let's talk about this.
Well, things come to mind.
Yeah, yeah, talk to me.
I think that listeners might be thinking this, but as far as just comforting to ourselves, mm-hmm. it's almost like you could take this verse and put it on the back side of Romans 8:28.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say, okay.
It's good.
Right? Can you do that? Would that be almost a bookend of that verse for our lives?
Yeah. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and who are called according to his
purpose. What that means for me and you?
That means that he has an unchanging purpose for our lives to cause everything to work together for our good, which is to conform us into the image of Jesus Christ.
So my life and your life, no matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what, that's a stamped guarantee.
Absolutely. And God uses even trials and tribulations. He uses our failures. He uses even our sin in one way or another. It doesn't justify our sin, but God uses that to some degree, to shape us and mold us into the image of Christ. And so we need to remember that God is unchanging in carrying out this purpose in our lives.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So what about the person out there listening and they're saying, yeah, but Steve, I hear he's not changing. But right here, you know, when the men came to Abraham,
yeah,
and they start talking about destroying
Sodom and Gomorrah.
And it seemed to be, I won't do this, or I will do this, or I'll change my mind if this happens or that happens. And it seems like in Scripture sometimes it looks like God says, I'm going to do this, but then he changes his mind. How do you address that?
Yeah. Kent, that's very simple. It's, again, what we call an anthropomorphic expression. God revealing himself to us almost in ways that we can comprehend him. God's not changing. The fact is we're changing, or the situation is changing, but it's not God who is changing. And God's ways are from eternity past. And within time, God will say, if you will pray, then this will happen. Well, that's been a part of God's purpose and plan from eternity past. We're the one who's changing. We're the ones who now is finally praying. Or if we would repent, God would withhold his judgment. Well, that's not God changing. That's man changing. That's a nation changing. That's a church changing, a culture changing. So God is forever the same, and we just need to understand that and hang our hat on that truth. So what else have you got for us, Ken?
I was just sitting there thinking one other thing. We were out with a group in our church last night. There's a group that goes out to witness on Monday nights out to the lake out here.
Awesome.
And there's different ways to approach people. You know, they're out there riding their bikes or walking. A beautiful day yesterday. And it seems to me now that you brought this up, in a world that constantly changes.
Yeah.
Everything's changing. Every single thing. Almost to bring this point up first, why wouldn't we tie ourselves to an anchor that doesn't change?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what does that mean in our life?
Well, that means when you study the Bible when you're in your 20s, you memorize verses in your 30s, you're still going to be living it in your 70s and your 80s. It means that the laws of man may change. Something is in one decade is forbidden, and then someone else is in the White House, and it changes. That's horrible. But God's law never changes. The grass withers, the flower fades away, but the word of our God abides forever. Ken, I've told you before, I went to law school for a year, and what drove me nutty was they kept changing the law. I'd study the law, memorize the law. Come final exam, they've changed the law.
Yeah.
It made me want to study a law that never changes. Yeah. And it drove me deeper into the Word of God. Now, we need people to study our laws and we need lawyers, but it causes me to treasure God's law that never changes. So this is our unchanging God. You need an unchanging God, and that is what you have in our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I trust that you are growing to know God in a deeper way. Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. Let not the powerful man boast in his strength. But let him who boasts boast in this, that he knows me, the one true living God. May you truly know God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today on Steadfast Hope.